First of all, as I understand it, Echelon is a specific program for listening to transmissions to and from satellites. And it doesn't refer to all the NSA's snooping. They have lots of different program names. One of them is PRISM, and there are a whole bunch more that I don't remember that were described in some of the recently leaked documents. The worst thing we know of, I think, is the systematic collection of data about all phone calls in the U.S. And they're doing what I thought years ago and said years ago I expected them to do. And that is, every so often, they collect all the data that some company has. And a few months later, they again collect all the data that that company has. And if they do this frequently enough that no data gets deleted without being collected on one occasion or another, you know, if they do this every 3 months and the company normally keeps all data 6 months, they get absolutely everything. All data that a company ever had about people. We know also that their PRISM systems give them basically free rein to fish around at whatever they choose. And nominally, they're limited in what they look at by whatever rules they got the FISA court to agree on. But those rules are so flexible that in practice they can look at whatever they want in those systems. My conclusion is, don't give any of your data to those systems. It's that simple. If data is collected, it will be abused. So, forget trying to limit the use of the data. We have to limit the collection of data. That's why, I believe, we need to have an anonymous system to pay for access to something on a website, so that websites can get income directly from people who want to see things in an anonymous and thus freedom-respecting way, without trying to track people and thus do high-tech advertising. I'm not against advertising as such. I don't think it's unethical if there's an ad somewhere. I probably won't look at it much, but it doesn't hurt me and it doesn't, in any case, attack my freedom. But tracking who I am does attack my freedom. And nowadays, that's what advertising mostly implies.